What if everything you were promised about your future turned out to be a lie? For millions of American women born between 1965 and 1980, this isn't a hypothetical question. It's their daily reality. They're successful on paper, yet they're drowning. One woman maintains an impressive LinkedIn profile while barely making rent. Another spends afternoons alone in movie theaters, sobbing for reasons she can't explain. A third looks at her picture-perfect family and feels inexplicable rage. These aren't isolated cases of personal failure. They're symptoms of a generation-wide crisis that's been hiding in plain sight. Generation X women were raised on a steady diet of girl power and promises that they could have it all: career, family, financial security, personal fulfillment. Now, at midlife, they're discovering that having it all actually means doing it all with no support and impossible standards. They appear high-functioning, creating PowerPoints and coordinating carpool schedules while privately lying awake at 3 a.m., wondering where everything went wrong. This isn't just stress or normal midlife adjustment. It's the sound of a social experiment failing, and it's time we listened. Generation X has always been overlooked. Squeezed between the massive baby boom and attention-grabbing millennials, smaller in numbers and largely ignored. We arrived at midlife almost unnoticed, but the statistics are troubling. 1 in 4 middle-aged American women takes antidepressants. Nearly 60% describe themselves as stressed, 13 points higher than millennials. 3 in 4 feel anxious about finances, having weathered multiple economic crashes. Despite objective improvements in women's lives, studies show women's happiness has declined both absolutely and relative to men. Our midlife crises don't look like sports cars and affairs. Instead, we drain wine bottles alone, cry in school pickup lanes, or scroll through social media at 2 a.m., comparing our messy reality to everyone else's curated perfection. We apologize for whining while calling ourselves lucky, even as we burn out from juggling careers, intensive parenting, elder care, and the invisible mental load of managing family life. Our formative years delivered contradictory messages. We enjoyed unprecedented freedom, roaming neighborhoods unsupervised, playing without helmets, left in cars while parents shopped. This independence built resilience, but left psychological scars. Relentless anxiety shadowed our childhoods. Divorce rates skyrocketed, causing household incomes to drop 42% for children with single mothers. The economy suffered stagflation. Unemployment hit 10.8% in 1982. Nuclear annihilation felt imminent through films like The Day After and real crises like 3 Mile Island and Chernobyl. Television dominated our lives as the first generation with cable TV, absorbing thousands of weekly commercials while shows tackled taboo subjects. January 28, 1986 brought defining trauma. Millions of schoolchildren watched the Challenger explosion live on classroom TVs. No counseling, no processing, just silence. Teachers cried or turned off the TV. Within weeks, the catastrophe became playground jokes, our way of self-soothing when adults offered no guidance. This pattern of witnessing trauma without support became emblematic. Perhaps this explains our helicopter parenting today. We're determined our children won't face trauma alone as we did. Generation X women face unprecedented caregiving pressure. Not a sandwich, but a rack pulling them in opposite directions. Delayed childbearing means many raise young children in their 40s while parents enter their 70s, creating a perfect storm of responsibility. Modern parenting demands have intensified dramatically. Mothers now spend 14 hours weekly on childcare compared to 10 in 1965, despite working more paid hours. Social support has evaporated, extended family live farther away, and traditional neighborhood networks have dissolved. The mental load of organizing family life falls disproportionately on women, managing school emails, volunteer requests, birthday parties, doctor appointments, and invisible household tasks. Studies reveal stark gender disparity. While work benefits mental health, this advantage disappears for women, but not men, with young children at home. Gen X women also bear primary elder care burden, often managing divorced parents' separate households with fewer siblings to help. Women who leave work for parent care lose an average of $324,000 in wages and benefits over their lifetime, often at career peak, affecting retirement security. America offers minimal institutional support, and the decline of religious communities has left many seeking alternative support through astrology, meditation, or online communities. The wage gap runs deeper than reported. Accounting for career breaks, women earn just 49 cents to a man's dollar over 15 years. Though nearly a quarter of women now out-earn their husbands, they remain dramatically underrepresented at the top. By mid-career, men are 70% more likely to hold executive roles, rising to 142% in late career. Women receive only 3% of venture capital funding and hold just 4.8% of CEO positions at S&P 500 companies. Fewer women run large companies than men named John. As Generation X reaches management age, these positions vanish through corporate streamlining. After the Great Recession, long-term unemployment hit older women hardest. Age discrimination thrives subtly. Facebook targets younger demographics with job ads, while media companies replace female anchors, averaging 46.8 years, with women averaging 38.1. Male anchors remain a decade older. Desperate to advance, we devour books like Lean In and attend seminars about overcoming imposter syndrome. But as Michelle Obama stated, that whole "so you can have it all," nope, not at the same time. That's a lie. Research shows Lean In's emphasis on individual action may actually lead people to blame women for inequality rather than addressing systemic issues. Gen X women experience bone-deep panic about money, a fear rooted in experience and complicated by the sense we shouldn't have this problem. Despite being among the best-educated humans ever, we're the first adults in recent American history in worse financial shape than our parents. While 95% of American men born in 1940 out-earned their fathers, only 41% born in 1980 can. For Gen X women, daughters born in the 1980s have just a 25% chance of out-earning their fathers, down from 45% for daughters born in 1940. Our generation's financial struggles stem from comically bad timing. Graduating into a recession versus a boom can mean a 20% difference in lifetime wages. Gen X was hammered by the 1987 crash, dot-com bust, 9/11, and 2008 recession. More than half of us now plan to work past 65 or never retire. Gen X carries the highest average debt of any generation, $7,750 in credit cards, $231,774 in mortgages, and $30,334 in non-mortgage debt. We lost nearly half our wealth between 2007 to 2010, while healthcare costs, student loans, and Social Security's looming 2034 depletion compound our stress. Understanding what makes midlife harder enables meaningful change. Assembling a support team, therapist, accountant, estate planner, and identifying what helps becomes essential. Most importantly, lowering expectations brings relief. Releasing beliefs about rock-hard abs, perfect calm, or million-dollar success creates space for acceptance. The real breakthrough? Recognizing anxiety is normal. It would be weird if we weren't anxious. Understanding the game is rigged brings peace. Having so many choices with so little support naturally leads to shame. Many successful women feel ashamed of perceived failures. But what if we're not failures? What if what we've done is good enough? Women once rated themselves on a few metrics: looks, house, husband, kids, but now must excel at career, finances, environmental consciousness, health, and countless other areas. Gen X women were raised to seize every opportunity their mothers lacked, wearing themselves out in the process. The truly happy people realize they can't care about everything. No amount of self-improvement fixes the existential crunch of middle age. Only a new narrative can. This means reframing our stories as ones where we're heroes worth rooting for, finding meaning in our mistakes and challenges. Even midlife invisibility can become a superpower. Somewhere in the mess, there's still that little orange flag worth finding.